News on the menu. People base their opinions and attitudes on information they gather from media coverage. Hence, any organisation, group or government that influences the media holds a lot of power. In the early years of our modern society, censorship protected the king and church from criticism. The US Constitution, 1783, strongly opposed this, as did the Norwegian Constitution, 1814. Today, only a few countries, like North Korea, Iran, and China, practice censorship. However, there are other ways of influencing the formation of public opinion than through censorship. Advertising is one way. Through advertising campaigns, one may swing votes for or against a proposal. This was done during Bill Clinton's presidency in the 1990s. His drive for health reform had to be stranded because of a very effective counter-campaign which used commercials to a great extent to air opposing views. Under Barack Obama, the current president, a new drive towards health reform will be staged. Controlling the media will be vital to its success. The media can influence opinions in many more ways than through ads and commercials. Who the journalists interview, which topics they cover, what their angle is, and who they contact are just a few of the factors that may bring a strong bias to a media presentation. Generally speaking, it is the wealthy, well-established and well-educated who are most likely to have his, her views aired on a news channel. But there are also many political and environmental groups based on big grassroots movements like Greenpeace and WWF that get media attention. The picture is, as always, a bit more complex than at first sight. Good questions to ask oneself when assessing information are these. Who is behind the information being presented? What is their intention, and who may benefit from it being presented? Compare news coverage. Look at media coverage of the ongoing drug wars in Mexico.